La France, le pays romantique de l'Europe, connu pour tant de choses, la littérature, le cinéma, les arts culinaires, l'architecture, les arts plastiques, la musique classique et bien plus encore. La France est le troisième plus grand pays d'Europe et est entourée par la mer sur trois de ses côtés. La France est, et a été au cours de son histoire, le foyer de grands personnages comme Victor Hugo, Jeanne d'Arc, Claude Monet, Alexandre Dumas, Louis Braille et Louis Pasteur, pour n'en citer que quelques-uns. Mis à part ces célébrités, la France est aussi bien connue pour son architecture et ses paysages. La France compte également de nombreux paysages variés qui changent d'une région à l'autre, depuis Paris jusqu'aux paysages alpestres, en passant par les villages balnéaires de bord de mer et les villages de campagne paisibles. La qualité de son système de soins de santé est lui aussi réputée. En 2004, il a été classé numéro 1 pour la troisième fois consécutive par l'Organisation mondiale de la santé. On ne peut parler de la France sans mentionner la Tour Eiffel et Paris, peut-être la destination la plus romantique au monde. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a été invité à se rendre dans cet ancien pays d'histoire pittoresque et de romance, pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. En août 2007, le maître suprême Qinghai est revenu en France pour une retraite. Nous vous invitons à présent à écouter la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association sur la qualité divine des animaux nos cohabitants, intitulée « Les animaux sont des anges et les protecteurs des humains » à Paris, en France.
She doesn't want that kind of butter, you know, not animal butter, but rose butter. I say, oh, people don't make rose butter, what to do? Ah, then I was enlightened. Okay, she means honey, flower essence, yeah. She doesn't say flower, she says rose, because rose is supposed to be the best of all the flowers, you know? So buy me the best popcorn with the best honey on it. Okay, I got some popcorn with honey on it, you know, and he loves it, and they all love that, yeah. And one day I try the one with the normal, you know, they make it, sometimes they put, vegetarian butter on it, they don't eat it. So I know for sure I was right, you know. Really, she want rose butter. Well, who ever heard of rose butter? That's exactly his word. You know, it makes me think for some time before I know what it is. And, we talk a little bit, and then I was busy. I had to do something else, you know. So I cannot just get back to her and say, what do you mean by rose butter and all that? So I said, never mind, I figure it out. And I did, you know. And then he said, yeah, that's what it is, you know. For example, like that, you know. So not just you communicate with animal, but you have to know how to interpret it. But that's just one of those of the things, you know. They don't always say it in your term, eh? They say it in their term, eh? Mm. Probably he forgot how to say honey, huh? Or maybe in the Burr language, you know, that's they call it rose butter. Yeah, I mean the best of the flower essence, you know. Rose supposed to be the best flowers, ne? And the butter from them can only be honey, you know? And to the bees, probably that is their butter. Actually, it does look like butter also, no? If you don't take the wax, you know, sometime out of it, this is really oily kind, you know? Isn't that butter?
Yeah. Sometimes we make also wax out of butter and oil and all that also. Is it true, no? So in the honey, you know, sometimes have some wax kind of substance in it, eh?
And he chased from one after another. He loved it. You can use laser light or something, anything, as long as it make a light point on in a dark corner. Or if you don't have anything and the sun come and you put your hand, you know, make like a rabbit or something. Yeah, that he will chase that. Yeah. And if you don't do it, he keep looking at your hand. Yeah, and he look at your hand and he look at the floor. Or he look at the flashlight and look at the floor. Sometimes he's impatient, he go and push your hand, push the flashlight, or take it from your hand trying to push it himself. Yeah, anyway. Every one of them have a tick for something. Yeah. And I told them that every one of them have a gift. Yeah. They really come to help mankind. Like the Bible said, I make you to befriend you and be your helpers. It's truly like that. But not every human can avail of this help. That's a pity, you know. Instead, they kill them. They come to help you, really. And the animals have helped me a lot. Some helped me to get rid of bad guys. Yeah. Like, for example, Laguna, you know, the blue one. The blue bird. He doesn't like one guy in the house very much before, you know. And he said, because that guy doesn't respect me. Yeah. So he didn't even tell me, he tell another psychic. And because, you know, sometimes we can contact each other, so I know what she said to her. Yeah. I don't want to mention that name. Yeah. And the Rottweiler, for example, helped me to get rid of whoever who is not up to his standard. Like if a person is a trouble causer, yeah, or not very sincere in the heart, or disrespectful to me in any way, or will bring trouble in the house, you know, bad karma, he somehow tried to get rid of that guy. Maybe he just scratch a little, or maybe he make more trouble so that guy gets scared and go. For example, like that. You understand me? Yeah. Or like Benny bringing nice people, friendly people, thing like that. Yeah. They all have something to do. And it's a pity that human doesn't avail themselves of the help of the animal. I will produce another book called The Noble Wild. Yeah? It's almost finished, not finished yet, but almost finished. And I can't say all the things that I interact with the wild one. Just a little bit here and there, you know. These things are supposed to be discreet, yeah, between us. But sometimes inevitable, you know. I let the readers know a little bit. When a situation arises that I have to tell, then I tell a little bit. But I cannot tell everything in one book. It needs to be like 100 books, at least, yeah? And 10 books for each, you know? For example, 100 books at least, if I want to tell everything, you know? But I'm not specialized in that, yeah? I just want people to love animals unconditionally. And then whatever develop between them, that will be good for them. Just because I love them so much, and then it just become natural. And then things happen, and then I discover this, I discover that. And they tell me this, they tell me that, you know? I did not expect all this, honestly. It would be terrible for me to know all that in advance, you know, to hear all the cry of the animals and to hear all the things that they have to tell me, how they suffer and all that. That would be terrible for me. Yeah? But when you befriend them, they tell you nice things. And of course, when they are in your house or in your care, they are grateful and they're very happy to help you. Yeah, in any way they can. That depends on their capacity. Even a swan or a duck, you know, they help you. If you can contact them, of course. If not, they just work their way through it, work around it, yeah. If they cannot tell you directly, then they make it just happen. Just slower and more troublesome, and maybe because you don't know about it. That's all. You're not grateful about it because you don't know anything. But they still do it. They do the best they can to help your life better. If you can hear them, it's fantastic because they can see everything. Some, like the swan, he can see, wow, about 5,000 years backward. Something saved me a lot of time. I don't have to go to the second of, you know, level to check out in a bibliothèque, yeah, in the library. Yeah, she just told me straight. If something I need to know about somebody, I don't have to go check. She go check for me. I like a flash. I don't have to wait for next time or I call you back in an hour. No. Immediate. Yeah. For example, like that. You know, they are tremendous help to mankind. It's a very pity that people don't know about it. Just go on killing them. You kill your helper. You could have let them live and use them. And develop even your own telepathy. In a while, if you really love an animal, you will contact. And then through that contact, you can contact other animals as well. I'm forever grateful. But that comes after me. I did not know that before. I have to tell you honestly. Because love makes blind, you know. I just love them and take them home, that's it. Because they're helpless. Yeah, that's what I think. But actually now I think humans are more helpless than them. We need help. Not them. We need help to develop compassion and to make use of the help that the animal will give us if we love them and contact them. It's really a pity. They are like the physical angel for humankind. You understand how some people always pray to the angel for help in some situation? We have angels running all over the planet in the form of all kinds of animals. They are the angels in the physical form. To help you in different situations. Well, you know it yourself. For example, we watch on SMTV, there was a dog, and stray dog from nowhere. The name Hero, remember? And there was a woman who has an accident and lay on the roadside. And he just come and pack her, you know, drag her to the highway, edge of the highway, so that everybody can see her. You know that? And a stranger from nowhere. If it's not an angel, what is it then? Huh? They know everything. Because they are very psychic. They're very more inside. They are not too much outward seeking like us, that's why. Oh, they eat a little bit and they're satisfied, it's finished. They rely absolutely on divine for protection and food. So they're always in contact with the divine. They are truly angels, protectors of human. It's just human don't know. It's a shame. It's really a shame. So humans really are the ones who need help. Need help to wake up, need help to know every other beings are also very special and sometimes better than us in some way. Need help to develop compassion, need help to recognize that we need help. Yeah. It doesn't really matter to the animals because for them, okay, if they have to die, they die. Their lives are short, most of them anyway. It's just that if we kill them, you know, we have karma, yeah? And we lose ourselves, one of the very great benefits. They don't lose nothing. You kill them, they go back to where they belong. Everyone has one life anyway, and the animal, they go straight to heaven. If you don't let them help, then they go home. So they don't lose nothing, it's just the one who killed them will lose. Yeah, lose a merit. Lose heart, lose compassion, lose a great part of love, and lose a great part of help that God has sent here for us. Yes, in the Bible it says that I create animals to befriend you and to be your helpers. It is truly like that. How come nobody listen? How come nobody realize this? Isn't that amazing? Huh? They read the Bible every day. Nobody realize it. What did God say? God said, animal here to help you. Find out what they can help. No, eat them. Before they can even help, kill them already. Do you understand me? How come people are so oblivious to such a very obvious truth, which is stated in the Bible? The first page even, no? Almost. You know, one of the first pages about creation. Yeah. The Old Testament, huh? It's incredible. Yeah, I think definitely human needs help, not animal needs help. Of course they would not like to die, you know, like everyone else, because they have a job to do here. But if they die, they die, they lose nothing. Physical life don't mean that big deal to them because they always contact with the divine. Before somebody kill them, they know it already. They know everything in advance. They can see past and future. Just like I'm reading a book. Yeah, sometimes my bird, because I'm busy, I don't always sit there and look into the crystal ball, and I don't care that much about those things. I'm going about with my business, you know. I'm so busy. So my bird has to remind me that something will happen. You understand me? Yeah. Or even the wild, they tell me. Yeah. Sometimes if I'm too busy to listen in daytime, they come at nighttime. When I sit there meditating, more quiet, and nobody bug me, nobody ask my attention, then they tell me. Yeah. Because these things are not like spiritual practice or anything, you know what I mean? But my job is just to teach people spiritual practice and not to sit there and then look into the past and future of anybody, you know? I don't nose into people's business. But they are there to help me, you know? So I have excuses to know. Otherwise, I would not check out. You see what I mean? Yeah. So the animals are tremendous help to mankind. I just hope that one day the human truly capish this and make use of their valuable resource that God has sent onto this planet for us. Too busy amassing wealth and money and position, worry about tomorrow too much, and don't take care of the present. Don't have a present mind. Do one thing and think of 1,000 other things, yeah? Just make one cup of tea, cannot even concentrate on it. Make it too bitter, too sweet, too plain, too pale, whatever. Never correct. That's one of the reasons at home I cook for myself. Even I make my own tea. I don't want to trouble people. If you think you wash your clothes and you wash your body every day, you are clean, no, you're not. Wash here, huh? The monkey mind. Otherwise, when you offer something good, it's not good. Like when you cook, people eat and they don't feel good. They don't feel satisfied, they don't feel happy. Or they don't feel elevated, maybe they feel depressed even. Or they feel angry because of your food, but you put anger in it. Yeah? Or you put depression in it. Or you think of something unpleasant while you're cooking. You know, instead of, you know, concentrate, recite the God's name, or whoever name you believe in, you know, Jesus, Buddha, whoever, if you don't have any master, recite holy names that you know. And cook the food, or make the tea, or do anything else in your life. That will make the world a better place, yeah? And your food better, and whatever you offer to people, it will benefit them. It's not just material things. If you're not pure in your heart, even when you're cooking, you poison people. I'm sorry to say that. You don't have to put, you know, rats or poison or anything in it. You can poison people with thinking. And that's how the witchcraft exists, you know? That's how people can kill people from far away, remote. Because of the mind, the power of the mind. You know that already by the Japanese experience with the water, yeah? I no need to go into detail. So just
Christ's name, Buddha's name, St. Peter's, whomever they think is their patron.
They recite the holy name of God. Of the saints, then that would be better for their environment, their food, their life, their soul, their heart, their happiness, everything. Okay? It's better than thinking garbage all the time. But it's difficult to control the mind, eh? Difficult. But you're trying hard. You're trying hard, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your trying. Yeah? You can only try, right? What else can you do? Okay? So even if sometimes I tell you something, that's just to train you, yeah, to remind you. I'm not angry with you ever. Understand me? Whatever I tell you or treat you, not because of angry hatred, no, no. It's for you good, for you to train yourself, to wake up. Just like when somebody fainted or something, you know, collapsed.
Some people throw the ice bucket on their face.
Not because that person hate them, yeah? The action may look very hateful, no? Very brutal, huh? People already lay dead, half dead there, and then you throw the whole ice bucket on their face. What kind of love is that? No? But it helps. The person wakes up. Is that not so? That's the one of the emergency treatment, no? I mean, I don't advise you to do that if you don't know which is what. But that's what people do, right? No? Do you know that or not? Or they hit them in the face, yeah. To wake up, wake them up. Yeah, and hit hard sometimes, it's painful. But it won't hurt them, you know, I mean, maybe red, swollen, liver, but they don't die. Yeah, or pinch them, you know? And it seems a very cruel thing to do. To hit a person when he's already sick and half dead. My God, what kind of people? But that's the right thing to do, actually, it's like that. So not always the soft treatment is good, yeah? It has to have love inside. And then the treatment you do correctly is okay, yeah? You know, like somebody sometimes cannot breathe, you know? And what the doctor do? Get some hard iron plate, something, press on their chest and punching them, huh? Punch it up and down, up and down. It doesn't look like a very compassionate gesture, no? People already pain, cannot breathe, and he keep pushing him, huh? Like beating his chest, you know? Hard, you know? Very hard. But that's the way it is, no? You understand? Yeah. Or if somebody swallows something and cannot breathe, yeah, what do you do? Heimlich maneuver, okay? You squeeze him very hard. My God, it doesn't sound a very good gesture to do, no? Squeezing people like that, you know? But then it helps. The things will be spit out, yeah. So it's not like just always, you know, sweet, gentle, and kindness, our love. It's not like that. You know, just like sometimes at home you teach your children, you know, right? Sometimes you have to remonstrate them, say, no, that's no good, not acceptable, yeah? You don't always say, honey, lovely, good, go ahead and kick the other neighbors, the son. It doesn't matter, I always love you, and you're always the best. You understand that, huh? If he kicks the neighbor's son, you remonstrate him, yeah? Or maybe you even spank his bottom, not to hurt, but to let him know this is not a good thing to do. Otherwise he grow up, he become gangster, no? Beating people and then become a habit. You understand me? Yeah. Or if he stole something from somebody, then you scold him. You say, no, that is not a good behavior. Return it. Yeah? You cannot always say, oh, good honey, bring something home. Why, bring some more. No? That is not love. You see? So it depends on the situation. And it depends on your motive inside your heart. It's not only the action, I tell you.
Yeah, I'd like to ask, is it mainly the birds that can tell the future and the past, or dogs and cats?
Dogs can also. All animals can. Most animals can. But depends on your connection with them, they tell you more or less, eh? Yeah. Even between birds, some can tell more, some can tell less. It's not like everybody do the same. No. It's not like that. Some bird can see only up to 2,000 years backward, or 2,000 years forward. The general, you know. But some can see 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 years backward. Well, more than that, we don't need to know. Not that they don't know, but it's not necessary to dig out things about a few million years ago. I mean, we had enough to do every day already. No? Just a million seconds ago, you already had enough work to do. If you dig another few million years, this is a headache. Then we leave it to the archaeologists, no? But some can tell you everything you want to know. Just a what for, okay? I only know what I need to know. I don't have time to even sit there and listen. If it's not necessary, I don't even ask them. And we don't talk all the time, no. Just love is enough. They come up to my hand, pet, are you okay? Give a nut, some seeds, you know? Their favorite treat. Sometimes they like dry fruit. Like dry papaya, without sugar, eh? The natural. Even dry yams, you know? Sweet potatoes. Dry mango. Dry apple, yeah? But mostly I feed them fresh fruit, yeah? Sometimes out of season, are like dates we don't have, so we give them the dry date, for example, or dry fig. They also like that. Yeah, just like us, sometimes we eat fresh fruit, but we also like to munch on some dry substance, you know, like raisins, yeah, coconut, yeah, and they like coconut also, yeah, fresh or dry, yeah, for example, like that. And they like banana, but not everybody like banana, you see, so each one is different. We have to see which one like what. You can read in the book, see what's their favorite food, their natural food, or you learn it slowly. Mostly they would eat seeds and fruit anyway, yeah? Or they have some ready-made pellets, you can feed it to them. But I give them all kind of things, you know? Just intuitively I know what they like, yeah. Some bird who came from poor background, like Sunny, he loves banana. He can eat one whole banana by himself. Because that's cheap food, and that's what they fed him since he was a child. So he loves that. If I have a banana, he go berserk. He go running all over, wanting it, yeah? But most of them, poor or rich, they love peanuts. You know, the whole peanut, raw peanut, yeah. Or roasted peanut, no salt, yeah? The whole one with the shell, they like better. And I also crack a little bit of almonds with shells, or walnuts, or chestnuts, or those kind, crush a little bit, and then they crunch the rest. They like it very much. They like to open their own nut, just like outside, eh? But because I don't know, it's too hard, sometimes I crush a little bit first. And they still can open it by themselves and crunch it, crack, crack. They like that very much. Yeah, they have all kind of things in my house. They don't like anything. Every day different, eh? And they have their play room that I built for them. So winter even, they can go out in the sun, you know, not too windy, yeah? Yeah, because sometimes in the open it's not always good, you know? The breeze and wind and things fly into their eyes, they're not used to in the wild, you see what I mean? And so I make window and, but the big room and all transparent, you know? So they can see the sky, they can see everywhere, just like with our room, yeah. And at night they go to sleep in the cage. Cage is also good for them, because the cage is comprised of fence lights material, and they like to climb all over. And like Rainbow, he loves to hang on the ceiling, so you need to have a cage with like fence, you know? But the painted fence, not the zinc, yeah? The one without zinc. Zinc is poisonous for them. You know, those they use for chicken fence, it's no good. You have to use 31 so that they don't eat it up also, because they can bend wire, you know, and lock themselves in, or bend it and open it and get out. So it has to be sturdy. And they love to climb all over, you know, like exercise. Like they used to climb trees. The trees are not always clean. They're not used to. You understand me? So it's good to have something for them to climb all over. But when they go out to play, the whole room that I built is big. They could fly in it. And they see everything, you know? Sometimes I let them climb trees also, it depends. Yeah, if the tree is clean. Because sometimes not clean, you know? Have some mushroom or something, they eat it, it could be poisonous for them. And some trees are poison for the birds and the dogs as well. So it's a lot of work, I'm telling you. A lot of research before you bring an animal friend home, yeah? If in the wild, of course you're not responsible, yeah? But in your hand, because these pets, they're born in captivity, they're used to it already. They don't have maybe not that much immune system, you know, and not the natural surrounding, you see? And the bird, they fly high, you know? They don't get contaminated so much. But even then, you see, the bird flew and everything. Yeah. So right now, I don't dare let them come out even in the tree. Just inside the classroom, big classroom. A lot of rope, you know, they climb all over, yeah, interact with each other, yeah. And then at night, of course, they go in the cage to sleep, yeah. And change water often, food 3-4 times a day. 3 times a day is the main, but in between, I sometimes pass by, give them some peanuts or almonds or something to crack to have fun, yeah. And we change toys for them and soft bed underneath, because they like to lay on the floor of the cage. And up, you know, in the air, and they hold their tails, you know. for example, I lay on the floor like this, you know, lay on the back like human, and hold the tail up and talking to the tail. Hello, I love you, and you are cool, all that stuff. And are you happy? Ha ha ha. Yeah, if you don't have time to play with them, they also play with themselves and with each other. Nah? This is very cute though. But they do know the difference between the caretaker and the so-called owner. Yeah? So when I came in, they react different. I'm gone berserk. The caretaker come in every day, give them food and clean. Oh, it's okay. Come or go, all right, fine. They know the difference. Dogs also. They know everything. They know who is the master of the house. That's it, you know? Who is the leader of the group. Because they are groupy type of animal, you know? Packed. They are packed and they flock, yeah? So they need a leader, strong one. So they know that they be guided, taken care of, and protected. They also like human, you know? They can help you, but they're not invincible. You understand me? Dogs also can succumb to disease or infection. Birds the same. So we go in the bird's room, we don't talk direct into their mouth, for example. Huh? Sometimes after I clean my teeth and rinse very well, then we kiss a little, yeah? Otherwise, mostly we wear mask, yeah? Yeah, especially the caretaker. I don't know if their mouth clean enough, so I'll wear mask and use a glove to take care of them. So in case if they're sick and they're not known, they don't transmit to the bird. Because the birds are very sensitive, more sensitive than dogs. Mostly they fly in the sky. They would not get contamination. Dogs, they have immune system stronger than birds. Birds don't need. So if they are in your house, you have to take care of them very well. Because we humans have sometimes germs and bacteria that they cannot or get used to. Just on the safe side. Most of people, they don't care that much. It's just in my house, I care. I can only care about my birds. I cannot care for everybody. I cannot tell everybody what to do. Only in my house. So if you take care like that, your birds will be very healthy. And very rare you have to take them to the doctor. Do you understand me? Only for check-up now and again. But mostly if they're healthy, you can tell. Yeah. Jumping around, happy, quacking, talking all day. Watch TV and say, oh, very good, very good. Yeah, they watch TV and give comments, you know. Like us, eh? Mm. And some of them can clap hand and all that, you know. If they can hang themselves on somewhere with the beak, and they can do clapping hand, yeah. Especially Rainbow, he loved to hang. There are some kind of parrots called hanging parrots. He's not one of them. He's not in the family of hanging parrots, but he loved to hang so much. And he teach everybody in my house how to hang. So sometimes you go in the room and say, everybody hang on the ceiling. Like the bat, you know? All of them hanging and talking with each other. It's so funny. So the time they are not in the plain house, they can hang. They love to hang with each other. Yeah, it's just no big deal. And outside, because the bird room is very big, so they sometimes run around or fly around a little. You know, depends on who likes to fly or not. Some lazy don't fly. You think flying is look fun and romantic. To them, it's work, man. Just like we had to run, you know? Can you imagine running all day or running every day or long hour? It's not easy thing, you know? It's nice to fly, but sometimes windy and, you know, dirt come into your eyes or go against your wing. It's not always fun. But the birds' life, they get used to it, yeah? My birds, some of them very lazy. I tell them fly, they don't fly. They just fly a little bit to the floor and then climb back up again and quack, quack, quack. Yeah, but some like to fly, but they know they don't need to, so they don't fly. Even if they fly a little bit and then just stop somewhere and go back, crawling back by hand, you know, by feet and then quacking. Yeah, they just love to hang around me. They don't fly nowhere. That's the problem. You know, I sometimes throw far away so that he flies. You know, he don't fly, come back. Walking back, you know. and climb onto from my shoes, climb it up. You know, they can grip by their mouth. From the shoe, they climb up. Nothing you can do about it. It's easy to tell them come up, because they always like to come up to your arm. But now, let me think about it. They cling to you, you know. It's difficult, but you can train them. After a while, they come down. Say, okay, get down, man. Be good. And then they come down, reluctantly, but come down. And after that, I say, good boy. Good coming down. That's smart boy. So that's how you train them, you see. They know what pleases you, and then they do it. You train them after a while. But you have to love them. Then everything comes smoothly, just automatic. Oh, there you put them upside down, you know, on your... Normally the bird, they don't lay on their back like that. Not in nature. That's not their nature. But because I trained them since a kid, you know, since they came, so they also love to lay on the back, you know. That's why I have to put soft wood on the floor, and we clean it all day. Every time, you know, we clean it 3, 4, 5 times a day. And they love to lay on the back and playing with the tail or looking at their finger. Yeah, thing like that. Yeah. Because I used to let them lay on my hand or lay on my lap, you know, and talk to them direct like this, you know, hey, you. And then playing kung fu with them a little bit. Yeah. With the, you know, boxing. Yeah. Sunny like boxing. Yeah. And Rainy like to hang. A rainbow like to hang on my shoulder or my sleeve, and then I have to swing him around. He loves that. And the faster the better. He don't get dizzy. No, he loves it. Everyone's different, you know? Yes. And Laguna, she loves to lay on the back, you know, and grabbing me around and talking nonsense, you know? Lay on my lap, she likes that. Everyone is different, okay? After a while, you get used to each other. You know exactly what the birds want, and the birds know what you want. So when I begin turn off the light 2-3 times, I let them prepare. You know, I don't turn off the light, come out right away. I turn 3 times. Off, and then on again for a while. I say, get ready, guys. And then they all climb to the perch, you know? Because after a while, it will be too dark, you know? And then after they all up, and I turn the light on, off again 3 times to let them know it's time to sleep. And then they all climbing up, and the other birds start singing, night, 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 oh, la, 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 la. Because that's how I sing when I say goodnight to them, you know? Yeah. So they know everything. If I forget to say night, night, they say it for me. Night, night. And if my attendant don't say yes quick enough, they say it. The African grey especially, he talk just like me. Exactly, so everybody get fooled thinking I'm calling all the time. And then she has a good laugh. And she tell the dogs off all the time, Benny, shut up! Suddenly also when the dog too noisy, he say, shut up! Really? Yeah. And sometimes I say things to the attendant, you know, the assistant, and they busy or they don't hear or they didn't reply quick enough. Then the African grey immediately say, yes, master. Always, yes. Yes, master. You don't believe it, do you? It's the truth. You can ask any of my former assistants. They all know that. Yeah. Sometimes say it in a boy's voice, sometimes say it in a man's voice, because I have both, you know, assistant, man and woman. So sometimes, yes, master. Sometimes, yes, master. And I used to call one of the assistants, you know, like, Stephen. And then the person answer, yes, you know. So sometimes she do it both, you know. She say, Stephen, in my voice. And then, yes. She answered herself, Stephen! Yes! And she can imitate all birds in there. So sometimes she says something, I thought it was some other bird. You know, the way they sing or the way they talk. And she imitate ducks and all that, exactly the same. My God, what a talent! You know, it's not like an imitation, it's a real voice. And if she say like a duck, she say quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. It's not like us, imitation, quack, quack, you know. I really say the voice. and imitate any of the assistants the same. Same voice, exactly same voice, exactly same like my voice. I love you, Prasna. You say like that, her name. Huh? Yeah, Nai Nai. Exactly like my voice. And sing, la la la, la 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 la. You know, because I sing and after a while I la la la, you know. So she loved that. Yeah, before I go out of the room she always, la 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 la. And if I come in late at night, because I come in at night sometimes, several times to check the temperature, you know. Because sometimes the temperature outside drops so quick. And sometimes if I put the heater now, but later maybe too hot, so I check several times. And if I come in late, you know, any time, she say, you, hello, you know, you. And sometimes the dog is in the next door room, and sometimes they talk in a dream, you know. My son is, hello, hello, boy. And then the dogs are thinking somebody coming and start barking. It's not fun like you are laughing now. Sometimes I had to do something or meditate, and the bird suddenly, hello. Or the bird, good boy. You know, they're thinking of the daytime or something and dream about it. Or dream in their own world, I don't know, and then hello, or say something, and then the dog start barking, you know. Yeah. And if the 10 dogs bark together, you don't think it's funny, do you? Especially that big one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Very, very, very loud. You can hear them from the end of the town. He's a big one, you know. And he used to be guard dog, so anything he guard, you know. He don't sleep that much. And he look very mean. But he's sweet, he's sweet. And so loud. So now I leave them separately, you know. Two dogs in one room. So even if they bark, you know, it's not that big to get like an orchestra. Besides, if one doesn't bark, the other doesn't. It's just sometimes just one barking. And everybody else think they have to also do the duty, you know, protecting each other and a pack, you know. So they all bark together. Same with the bird. If one says something, and they all say something very loud together. Especially if I'm on the phone. They also want to know, who is that? Who's talking? Because they can hear the other person in the line. You know, their ear very sensitive. Same, my dog, if I phone, I have to go out of the dog's room. If the phone ring, I have to get out of the bedroom. You can hear nothing in there. From, you know, all the quacking and the barking, you hear nothing, absolutely. They just want to say hello also to the other person, but 10 dogs say hello together non-stop. How you hear it? You know, or dozen of birds, hello together. Truly, they like that. They're very sociable, you know. So if you're talking, they also want to talk. Yeah, that's the thing. Okay. Well, it's funny now, but when I'm working and try to listen to something, it's not all that funny, I have to tell you. So the bird will say, shut up! But their noise also noisier than dog. Together, even if she says, shut up, you know, and the dog barking, no, it doesn't help me at all. Because the dogs don't listen to them. It just makes more noise. They also can talk. Yes, yes. I just don't have cats in my house at the moment. I had before, so I don't talk about it. That's all, okay? Just symbolic, you know. I can't talk about all the animals. I will write thousands of books, you know, and you have no time to come here do retreat with me. Yeah, to write a few books, and very simple and short, is still very, take a lot of time. First, I have to sort out the photographs if I have. If I don't have, I have to take photograph myself. See, now for the wild one, mostly it's my photograph. I interact with them every day, I feed them, so I just take a small camera and in case anything funny. Yeah, so, and then after that you have to sort out which one is a good photo, which is not, you know, because I'm not very professional. And sometimes they move too fast, I don't get it, you know. So the photograph is not good, I have to sort it out and, you know, do it in an organized way, and then I have to write a story behind it. etc., yeah, or convey the message. It takes a lot of work now. Besides of all the work I have already, I only do a little bit at a time, sometimes in the night only. When there's some lucky day I don't have a lot of work, then I do some of that. You know, many times I eat only once a day because I don't even have chance to eat breakfast. In fact, it or either maybe one sandwich, you know, and that's supposed to be breakfast, but because I eat so late, so it doesn't matter, it becomes brandy. And then until the next day. Yeah, I don't mind that, I don't mind that. As long as I'm healthy, you know. Sometimes I don't feel eating a lot make you either healthy either. Or whatever, you know, whatever. I don't worry too much about food anymore. I'd be glad if I don't have to eat. But it's my destiny, I have to eat. So whatever, yeah? Minimum. Animals, they all know. I said before, all animals have telepathic talents and they also know everything. Yeah? More or less, some are different, some are less, some are more, but they do have capability beyond your imagination. Dogs or cats, if they get lost, they can get back anytime. But take them time, but sometime between they get killed, that's all. But they all would go back. If they're alive, they come back. Just sometime it doesn't happen, they cannot come back. You know, they die in between. So we didn't know that the dog come back. They come back. Even you move house, they would trace you down. And find you. Many stories like that. It's all true. They are not dogs. They will look like you and I in their real form, just more glorious, light and bright and beautiful. Yeah? More beautiful. Yeah? Their real form is like us. Yeah? Like all of our real form. Very glorious, beautiful, magnificent. So they just take that form only, physically, in a box. You know what I mean? Different present, wrapped in different box. Yeah. You can take a diamond and put it in a small hanky, or you can put it in a beautiful box, or you could put a lot more paper and decorate around in a bigger box. It's the same piece of diamond. Okay? Similar to us, yeah. That's what people don't realize, okay?